This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden says Russia's war in Ukraine amounts to genocide, accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to wipe out the idea of even being Ukrainian.
The evidence is mounting. It's different than it was last week. The more evidence is coming out of the horrible things that the Russians have done in Ukraine. And we're going to only learn more and more about the devastation. And we'll let the lawyers decide internationally whether or not it qualifies, but it sure seems that way to me.
Mr. Biden's comments drew praise from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who had encouraged Western leaders to use the term to describe Russia's invasion of his country. Gunfire was heard Wednesday near a Russian village in a western region which borders Ukraine, Russian regional authorities said. It was not immediately clear what happened, as regional authorities in the Kursk region gave contradictory accounts and deleted an earlier statement which said a border checkpoint had come under fire. Authorities in four Russian regions bordering Ukraine and in Russian-controlled Crimea announced they were stepping up security measures Monday over what they said were, quote, possible provocations, end quote, from the Ukrainian side. 6 weeks into Russia's bloody siege of the strategic port of Mariupol, the troops who put up a fierce fight to keep the ruined city in Ukrainian hands have begun to surrender, according to Moscow. And an immediate end to Russian energy imports would send Germany into sharp recession next year, the country's leading economic institute said in a forecast published Wednesday. Germany is highly dependent on Russian gas for its energy needs and has so far resisted calls for a European boycott in response to the war in Ukraine. Via remote, this is VOA News. Police in New York focus on a van renter in the Brooklyn subway shooting probe. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Authorities said Tuesday night they remain on the hunt for a gunman who wore a gas mask and construction vest and fired at least 33 bullets in a rush hour New York City subway train. At least 10 people were wounded, but miraculously no one died. New York City Police Commissioner Keechant Sewell said the focus of the investigation is on the renter of a van possibly connected to the attack.
We do have a person of interest in this investigation.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said neighboring states will assist in the hunt.
We believe that if this person has left the state, we'll be able to use the resources of our connections and relationships that we have with nine neighboring states to help bring this person to justice.
Five people were left in critical condition but expected to survive. At least 29 people were treated at hospitals. I'm Mike Gracia.
New York Mayor Eric Adams, in interviews on Wednesday on MSNBC and CNN, vowed to bring the suspect to justice and told New Yorkers to stay vigilant as they go about their day. Gunmen have killed 24 people in two attacks in Nigeria's central Benue state, its governor said Wednesday, as violence caused by heavily armed criminal gangs intensifies across the region. Sunday, gunmen killed more than 100 people in several attacks in nearby Plateau state, according to two local community leaders and the commander of a local vigilante force. After those attacks, President Muhammadu Buhari vowed there would be no mercy for those responsible as pressure mounts on the authorities to curb worsening security. Several electronics companies, including iPhone and MacBook makers, have halted production in the Chinese cities of Shanghai and Kunshan, adding to supply chain woes under Beijing's strict zero-COVID measures. The business hub of Shanghai has become the heart of China's biggest COVID-19 outbreak since the virus surfaced more than 2 years ago. Many factories have been forced to halt operation as virus cases have surged, while some staff have been living in their workplaces as businesses struggle to operate. The death toll from devastating floods on South Africa's east coast increased to 259, a provincial official said Wednesday, from an earlier estimate of just over 50. Tuesday's heavy rains also displaced dozens, swept away roads, and disrupted shipping in one of Africa's busiest ports. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says Russia's war in Ukraine amounts to genocide, accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to, quote, wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.